Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday and happy May.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can't believe it's May.
Have you seen the meme going around Instagram right now? And it's like, what's a word that you mispronounced one time that you regretted for the rest of your life? And Justin Timberlake comes on and he's like, it's gonna be May. Uh-huh. He's like, me. The word is me.
No, but we were watching tons of reels because yesterday was May 1st we're recording this. But and we were watching tons of reels with the it's gonna be May.
Yeah. Audio.
Yeah. It's a good one. It comes around every year.
I know. It's just one of those ones you just look forward to every year. It's too good.
Yeah, I do love it. Thank you, Justin, for mispronouncing.
Yeah. Do you have a weekly update?
I mean, nothing too exciting. We're getting ready for David's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah,
his birthday. How old is he going to be? 31?
31.
Nice.
Yeah, last year was the big 30.
Yeah, so this year you're not getting shit, David.
Yeah, you're not getting nothing. No, 31, his birthday's in 2 days, and so we're kind of just getting ready for his birthday weekend. Lucky nice. Guy has his birthday on a Saturday this year, so.
Yeah, that is lucky.
I know, rolls around like once every like 7 years, you know?
I know.
So.
It's like you always celebrate it on a Saturday anyway, well, at least when you're the wife, you do. The husbands get all the things on their actual birthday, no matter what day of the week it is. Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're so, right. So actually, that reminds me of what we're doing our episode on today. I'm going to add something to my list really quick. We'll get to that. Get to that in a moment. But yeah, no, nothing crazy. We're just going to like go to dinner tomorrow for David's birthday.
Nice. And then get a steak.
Yep, you know, we're going to a steakhouse.
Nice.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, his parents will be here, and he actually shares a birthday with his little brother.
Oh.
Yeah, they're 6 years apart, so.
Jared?
Yep, Jared.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to do lunch for them with his family, and then we'll do, like, just, like, cake and ice cream or something Saturday night, so.
Nice. Fun. Well, happy birthday to David.
Yeah, happy birthday to my Taurus King. What about you? What are your weekly updates? Give it to me.
Well, Dr. Pepper released a new flavor.
big news.
Big news for me because I love Dr. Pepper. Me too. They released a creamy coconut flavor and it is delicious. So I've had a couple of those this week, which has been exciting. Yeah. Not that I don't just go get that at Swig every other day.
No, but it is really exciting for the Swig girlies because, I mean, if it's good and lives up to, you know, the Swig drinks, then you might not have to go to Swig anymore, potentially.
Honestly, and it's a little cheaper, so.
Yeah.
But I also got a new therapist, so I met with her last Friday, and I feel like ever since I met with her, I've kind of been in, like, a slump. Not because she's a bad therapist, but I just think you just, like, talk about so much of, like, why you're there, and it just brings up a lot of stuff, and so I feel like this week I've just honestly just been kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I meet with her again tomorrow. So hopefully it's not another week of meh afterward or else I might have to fire her.
Yeah. What do you think? She's a good therapist?
Like, no, I actually do think she is a good therapist. She was really good at like validating me, but also like playing devil's advocate and like helping me like reframe some things. Mm-hmm. So I think she will be good because I cannot have a therapist who just like pats me on the back. Like I can't handle that. Like I need someone who's going to be like, well, maybe like you should look at it from this angle and pretty much like call me out because like, I don't know, you just get so like stuck in your own way of thinking and it's not always the reality of the situation. So
yeah,
I think she'll be good for that. But we'll see. Time will tell. I've fired many therapists in my life because honestly, they're just not all that great.
Yeah, they're like, not all created equal for sure.
No, they are not. But the ones that I've had that are really good are like really, really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm still an advocate for therapy, but you have to shop around. So
yeah,
I don't know. Hopefully she sticks because it sucks going through the process of like finding one and meeting and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I'm feeling a little off today. So hopefully this episode will cheer me up. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
Do you like a therapist that gives you homework?
Yeah, I do actually.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Need some accountability in my life. Yeah.
You need accountability and you need someone to call you out.
Yeah, pretty much. And noted. That's also what I need in a friendship. So step it up, Chelsea. No, just kidding.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no, I'm not really. I'm more of an enabler and a validator.
You know what? I need that too. So it's okay. Vince does plenty of accountability in calling me out. So
perfect. He's got it covered. No one else needs to do it.
Yes, he does. What about pop culture this week?
Oh yeah, let me look. I have a few things actually.
I just pulled myself off of Instagram today, so I'm like next week I'm gonna be barren for the pop culture.
Like, but you deleted the Instagram app?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, just for a little bit, just for probably like the weekend.
Okay. Me like Haley,
just me. No, I could never delete it, I don't think, indefinitely, but like just to clear my head a little.
Yeah, yeah.
After a hard week, you know, I don't need to be seeing everyone's amazing life. So
yeah, no, I getcha. Okay, so here's what I have written down.
Okay.
I have Nick Vial's wedding.
Literally, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop going and looking at pictures of it. I'm absolutely obsessed with his wedding. Like, my dream wedding.
It was my dream wedding. So beautiful.
First of all, the welcome party. Oh, so cool. Okay.
The welcome party is the best part for me.
So cool. Her dress was unreal. Like, yeah. Okay, if you have not seen pictures, go to her Instagram, go to Nick's Instagram, look at all the photos. First of all, she looked absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. Like, I do find her, I do think she's so beautiful, like, mm-hmm. regardless, but like, oh my gosh, as a bride, I was like, dude. Mm-hmm. Unreal. But I loved her welcome party dress.
Me too. That was the best part for me. Literally so was the amazing. Welcome party dress.
Yes.
Also the photos, and I think they're like from the welcome party, but the photos with the horses.
So good.
Yeah.
So basically, if you don't know, they have their wedding on like a 300-acre farm in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, it's her sister's farm.
Her sister's, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I know it's like someone close to them and it's like a special place for them or whatever. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, so it was this, but it was like a black tie event. So it was just this like amazing, like super bougie black tie event, but like on the farm. So I don't know, it just had the coolest vibe. Mm-hmm. People gave her so much crap over her reception dress.
Why?
And I was like, get out of here, because it was like too much cleavage.
Oh, well, let's keep in mind that she's also a
breastfeeding,
very newly breastfeeding mother.
And also, I could never look like that right after having a child. Her baby's like, what, 2 months old?
No, yeah, like maybe even less than 2 months yeah. old. Like, she's a very
brand new, and she looks yeah, amazing.
I know.
Yeah. And no, also, it's just like, it's her wedding. Like, if she wants her boobs out at her wedding, like,
yeah.
So what?
And Nick out. Was like, fine.
Breathtaking. Like, he's like, stunning. Like, on the picture that everyone's hating on, he's like, love it, living for it. I'm like, of course you are.
Yeah, of course you are. But that's okay, me too.
I know.
I was living yeah. for it.
I just love the florals too, like the white flowers with like the mm-hmm. blue kind of intertwined. Oh, so good. So if you have not seen, you need to go mm-hmm. go look. That's all I had on my list though. It was just, oh, also, did you see their honeymoon got derailed?
Uh-huh.
I thought that was so sad.
Yeah. Did you listen to the podcast today that no, they talked about it?
No, I only just saw on like, I don't know, E! News or something that something happened with her passport book.
Yeah. So basically I think they went to Turks and Caicos. Like yeah. They flew all the way to Turks and Caicos for their honeymoon. They brought their baby and they also had like Natalie's mom there with them. Mm-hmm. So she could kind of like watch River, who is their baby.
Yeah.
So they could like spend some alone time together. Well, when they were talking about it on the podcast today, they were saying that like they had like spent a lot of time getting like River's passport all figured out and also getting Natalie's mom's passport figured out. Well, when they got to Turks and Caicos, they realized, I can't remember exactly, but like Natalie's passport was like not good.
Yeah.
And
there was like a page ripped out of it or something.
Yeah. Something happened, but her passport was not good. And so in Turks and Caicos, they were basically just like, okay, yep, like we're going to book you on the next flight home. And they were saying that, first of all, that was super upsetting to them. And so Natalie's like crying, whatever.
So
and
sad.
I know. But then they said that they had to wait, like, I think it was like 6 hours or something for the next flight. And I guess I've never been to Turks and Caicos, but I guess the Turks and Caicos airport is like tiny, like 10 seats, no AC. So like super humid, super hot. They're like, we had just gotten off the plane with our newborn baby. She's like screaming.
Oh my gosh.
Like she's been on a flight. And sounds now we have like to wait for this flight. Well, I think they'd either like gotten on the flight or like not even gotten on and the flight got canceled.
Oh,
and so they were going to have to stay there overnight, like in that airport. And they said they were just so like upset about it. Like, anyway, Natalie's just like crying and they're like, this is like our honeymoon, like please. And they said that a like travel agent from Delta like was like, okay, I, you know what, like I'm gonna book you one night in a hotel, like they're gonna allow you to stay one night. And so anyway, they got to like stay in a hotel and like go to dinner for like one night and then fly home the next day.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, so that's like their honeymoon drama, but
that is terrible.
I know,
that's so sad. I hope they'll get a redo.
Yeah, they were saying they want to still try to do a honeymoon. They're like, we'll probably maybe do like Puerto Rico or something. Yeah. So we don't have to like figure out the passport situation. Yeah.
Yeah, but especially with the newborn baby. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So crazy. Anyway,
do you have anything else?
Yeah, I've got a few things.
Oh, okay, sure.
So next one is also relating to Nick Viall.
Okay.
Did you see that Maria was on Call Her Daddy?
Yes.
Did you listen?
No.
Okay.
Like I said, this week I've been in a slump. I haven't done anything fun. I've just been
so fun to listen to the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah, I mean it is. I want to listen to her episode.
Yeah.
I still haven't even listened to Megan Fox's episode. It's on my list.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I know. So listen. I've heard.
Yeah. Well, this week, yeah, Maria was on Call Her Daddy and she was calling out Nick Viall and he's kind of in like a little bit of hot water.
What was she saying about him?
Okay, so.
Which I love both of them. So I'm kind of like, okay, what?
Okay, do you remember you had sent me a while back on Instagram that Nick was caught like unliking
her pictures, unliking them from years past.
From years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wrote you a message and I was like, oh, like I've kind of been waiting for Nick Viall to kind of like get himself into trouble because I also love him, but I find him like pretty pompous and like, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, he is.
Yeah, just acts like he knows all, can do no wrong. And I'm just like, he's going to get himself in trouble one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, anyway, she was saying that, okay, so Sydney from her season,
yes,
who was like the meanest to her in the house, is friends with Ashley I.
Yes.
Okay, which like, I think.
Sorry, but red flag.
Well, I think we talked about this in like a previous episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Sydney is friends with Ashley I, who is also friends with Nick. And I guess Sydney had been, there had been a picture of Nick, Ashley, and Sydney together that Maria had seen before she'd like ever gone on The Bachelor.
Okay.
And Nick, I guess, like has known Maria. She didn't like disclose this, but they have known each other
for a long time, right?
Yeah, for like years.
Yeah.
And he told her before she went on the show, like he'd made the comment to her like, oh, like you will probably most likely be portrayed as the villain.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, like he had kind of like almost like foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But so basically, I think what she's trying to say on the Call Her Daddy podcast is almost like he kind of like set up for Sydney to make her out to be the villain.
Oh, interesting. See, I thought it was like, okay, I read like an article about this. So I did not listen to the podcast. So maybe like whatever got lost in translation on in the article. But I thought she was saying that like Sydney was jealous of the relationship or of Maria knowing Nick beforehand. And Sydney knew that they knew each other beforehand and was like jealous of that like friendship. Mm-hmm. And that kind of started the issue before the show even started is like what I read.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that could also add to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's kind of like calling out Nick, like saying like he almost like set it up
type of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see like why she would think that. But like from what I read about what Nick told her, it made me just think like, okay, he knows a lot about reality TV. Like obviously he was on many different types of reality TV shows. He knows what personalities, especially when it comes to women, are going to cause issues. And Maria does have a very out there, very forward personality. And so I think from what I was getting from it is he was like, yeah, no matter like what you do, you're going to be the villain. Like it doesn't matter. Like just because of your personality and how the producers are going to portray you, like you're going to be the villain. And so I didn't know that there was like him actually like getting Sydney in cahoots over it.
Well, and who knows, maybe he wasn't. I think she just thinks that kind maybe because he also knows Sydney.
Interesting.
So, very interesting. I don't know. Who knows?
A little fishy.
Yeah. But she was also, so Alex also asked her if she was asked to be the bachelorette.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So she was basically just saying like, yep, I was. And she was like, it was mine until I basically said I didn't want it.
Yeah. And she's getting so much heat for saying that. And I'm like,
why?
I'm like, Alex asked her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why she's getting heat for saying, they're like, why can't you just let Jen have her moment? I'm like, honestly,
she was Jen. She like, literally said that Jen is like the perfect person
to be the bachelorette. I disagree with you, Maria. But
well, it's not like she was talking crap on her.
Yeah, bringing her down. But I'm just like, Jen is going to have her whole season. Like, Maria's allowed to be honest and be like, yeah, I was offered it. Daisy was offered it too. Jen was literally the third pick, which is just like, I don't even want to watch her season.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know why she's getting so much heat for saying that. She wasn't trying to throw her under the bus. She's just being honest.
No, she literally just said. What did she
say? No, they didn't offer it to me. Like,
why? Yeah, no, she just, she literally said like, yes, like it was mine. And then she was like, but I just was not like excited for it. I was not ready for it. And she's like, so I turned it down. And she's like, and Jen is the perfect pick.
Yeah.
She's like, so that's really weird. She's getting hate for that.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I think most people didn't even listen to the episode. They just read articles like I did. And then stuff just gets, you know, lost in translation.
Skewed, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
Well, when does The Bachelorette start? Doesn't it start like this month?
Yeah, maybe June, May or June. Yeah, it is May. So, yeah, this month or next month.
I think it has to be this
pretty
month.
Soon. Actually, I think it's the beginning of June, but I could
be wrong. Googling.
Okay, Google it, because I could be wrong.
Yeah, I need to look.
I just really hope they don't cancel Paradise. I've just heard that floating around, and they have not confirmed it yet. Like, it hasn't been confirmed with ABC yet. So I'm like, come on. We need Paradise this summer.
Yeah, no. We need Paradise. It's literally the best. Okay, why can't I find when it starts?
Not it getting canceled because Jen's so unpopular.
I like literally cannot find a date. What the heck? So just summer 2024. Okay, I don't know.
What the heck? I feel like I originally read it was June, but I could be wrong.
Ugh, whatever.
Yeah, don't take our word for it.
Why do I have so many things on my pop culture list? Did you see that Gypsy Rose is stepping back out? Did you see her new nose?
I did not see her new nose.
It looks good.
I'm so scared of her.
I know. You have big feelings towards Gypsy Rose.
I'm so scared of her, but I want to see her nose. Now I need to Google her nose.
It looks good. I think, like, just see. Well, okay. So she got a nose job, and her new nose looks good. And she also got blonde hair. Or she dyed her hair blonde. She also got blonde hair. Yeah. She dyed her hair blonde. I read in an article, she was like, blondes have more fun. I'm like, over here at Two Blondes, One Pod, we know how that be.
Come on over, Gypsy.
We'll make it Three Blondes, One Pod.
No, I'd be so scared. She's not allowed in my house. Sorry. Oh, wow. Yeah, she does look good.
Yeah, she looks cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading an article about, she was talking about how her and Ken reconnected, so...
Oh my gosh, she needs to spend some time alone before she gets into another relationship.
No way, Jose, her and
Ken.
She
just literally can't. She can't help herself. I'm like, just get a puppy. Wait, she already did that, didn't she?
Oh, did they get the puppy?
His dog.
Are her and Ryan splitting custody?
Oh my gosh. I can't even. I just can't. I can't with them. Do you have anything else?
I have one more. Okay, I was just going to ask you if you're watching this season of The Circle.
There's a new season of The Circle, Chelsea. You just made my whole life. I love The Circle.
Yes.
I love The Circle.
Circle season 6. Okay, well, now you have something to binge.
Is it Netflix again?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yay. There are, I want to say 12 episodes out now.
Oh, my gosh. Yay.
Yeah, because I think they release 4 at a time, and I think they just did their third release. So, anyway, 12 episodes. So go watch so we can talk about it.
Okay. I love The Circle.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not fully caught up. I have like three episodes behind on being caught up or something. But anyway, yeah, you need to watch so we can talk next week.
Yay.
Because I also love The Circle.
Yeah. It's so good. If you haven't watched it, you should give it a watch. It's good.
I will say this might be one of the more boring seasons.
Okay.
But still want to chat.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, well, should we get into this week's topic?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, I mean, we're doing something fun today. No hard feelings, but it's kind of going to be like a little bit of a man roast today.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're not man haters over here, but like kind of sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be just a little bit?
Yeah. No, we took to Instagram and we asked people, well, specifically women, we asked, what is like one of the most offensive, weird, ridiculous things a guy has ever said to you?
Yeah.
We also asked, what are like some of the things your husband says or does that annoys you?
Yeah, makes you like roll your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have my own personal things. Do you have some of your own?
I came up with a couple. Okay. I just know this episode's gonna release and I'm gonna like think of all these things. But like for whatever reason, like I had kind of a hard time coming up with like offensive things
really
that guys have said to me. I honestly, aside from like high school and middle school, dated like pretty nice guys. Like, so I mean, they did me dirty in some ways, but like my everyday interactions with them were like pretty nice, you know.
I would consider myself heavily bullied by men by boys in junior high and high school.
Yeah,
not even by girls.
Yeah,
by boys.
Yeah, I actually do have one on here from like middle school.
I mean, I've been called every name in the book by guys in middle school. Like I had a boyfriend in middle school. All of his friends hated me. They would call me like F-face. Like, I'm not going to say like, you know, they would just say the most ridiculous stuff to me.
If I ever catch my son calling a girl a name, he will be imprisoned.
In prison. Like, seriously, like that. I remember it to this day.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it stays with you forever.
But
it really does.
I know. I tried to not. I tried to not come up with things really from junior high.
I know, because it's so juvenile.
Yes.
There was only one that stuck with me that I wanted to share.
Okay,
because,
great.
And I don't think I've shared it on the podcast yet, but it's just like so funny because we've recorded so many episodes. I'm like, have I shared this already? Like, I don't think I have. But my very first middle school crush, like the very first boy that I can remember looking at and being like, he is cute. Like, I want to hold his hand or something.
Mm-hmm.
He flirted with me for like weeks on and off, and then he told his friend to tell me that he could not date me because my boobs were too small.
And how old were we?
I was 13. Barely 13. And so I wore two bras every day for the rest of the year.
Haley, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh.
For the rest of the year I wore two bras. Until literally a girl in the grade above me came and snapped my bra strap and was like, why do you have two?
Why did girls do that?
I don't know.
I can think of one girl in specific that I went to high school with that happened to her like on multiple occasions.
I don't understand.
The other girls were snapping their bra straps. Oh my gosh. Junior high is like such a thing in and of itself we could get into.
Yeah. Savage time. But
that makes me so sad. I'm just thinking of like little tiny Haley with her little tiny boobies and like wearing three bras.
I know.
It's so sad.
I know. Luckily
Dude, F
now
that
I
guy.
Do not care.
Yeah.
they can be small. I don't care. But I'm like,
oh, I tell David all the time, if I could, I would just chop them off.
Really?
Yeah. I do just not care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not care. Oh my gosh, that makes me sad.
Do you have a like most offensive
one? Yeah, I've got a few.
I only have the only share. Other couple. Well, the only other couple ones that I have are mostly just like weird.
Okay.
Like weird things people have said to me.
Yeah, go.
You. Literally last week. Mm-hmm. Oh, last week. A male Smith's employee. Okay. I'm walking down the aisle with both of my children. Mm-hmm. And and he looks at me and goes, wow, it looks like you never miss a leg day.
Sir, I mean, thank you.
I was like, what the hell? Me with my two children in tow.
And not an employee. Like, you're on the job, sir.
And I had just left the gym, so I was wearing, like, kind of shorty shorts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, make it more obvious. Like,
I didn't even know what to say.
You just literally say thank you.
Yeah. I'm just
kidding. Say I'm married.
But also I'm like, I don't want you to tell anyone else that. So I'm not going to say thank you.
Yeah, no. But in your head, you say thank you.
Yeah. In my head, I said thank you. You want me to just say mine and then you say yours?
Yeah.
Okay. The only the only weird thing that, and like kind of, I feel like, I don't know, just maybe minorly controlling, that a college boyfriend said to me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone knows I have a really big personality. I'm like very out there. I can be like a little abrasive sometimes, I think, if you don't like know me, or if I'm in like, if I'm like kind of in a mood where I'm just like going off, I can be a little abrasive. Well, this boyfriend, after like, I don't know, we were dating for a couple months, he just told me, he was like, I just really need you to be like more meek and more gentle.
Okay, so go find less, sir. Absolutely not.
And I just remember at the time being like, okay, how can I do that? Like, oh, literally how?
No,
like,
Haley,
is that even possible?
Stop conforming to the men. Stop wearing the two bras. Stop.
I know. I've come a long way.
Yeah.
But I just was like, but it's like, I look at back at that now and I'm like, wow, he was like so intimidated by my big personality. He 100%. Wanted me to be more gentle, more meek. Uh-huh. Like, and it's not like I was rude, I just was how I am. Like,
yeah, he's like, I'm gonna need you to simmer down.
Yeah.
And you're like, no thank you.
Well, needless to say, it wasn't the man that I married, so good. There's that.
If that were Vince,
yeah, no, Chelsea would be beating him up right
prison.
Now
prison. Yeah.
And then the last thing I have is I was, again, I can't remember if I shared this on the pod or not, so sorry if I did already, but when I was dating, there was this guy in my, at the time I was Mormon, and in Mormon world you go to church in wards. Mm-hmm. And so there was a guy in my ward who I met at family home evening, which is like a Monday night activity. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he like asked me on a few dates, and I was kind of like, okay, fine, whatever. On our third date, he was like, so what are your like future goals? And I was like, well, I'm in hair school. He's like, yeah, but like, what are your future goals?
Oh,
because I could never marry a hairstylist.
Oh, not a real goal. Not a real goal.
And I was like, did he literally just say that to me? And then after, he kept texting me wanting to go on dates. So,
oh, thought we were changing our life plans for him.
And then I swore off BYU boys after that. I was like, I'm sorry, BYU. I'm
BYU
not.
BYU boys are a no go.
I'm
sorry,
not
effing
if, with you anymore.
Yeah, sorry if you are a BYU boy or you are married to a BYU boy. I just think they're a no.
They've got a lot of red flags. Then I went to UVU boys and I married a UVU boy. Mm-hmm. So, you
UVU
know?
Boys are where it's at.
It's where it's at. Oh, yeah, that's right, duh. You also married a UVU boy.
Yeah, I did. He's good for the most part.
Yeah. But I would say, like I said, I feel like pretty fortunate. Like, I have not been so like jaded by
good
men, you know, these good things that I'm talking about. Obviously I got over really fast.
Yeah, not me being called F face and you being told in the grocery store, I can tell you haven't missed leg day.
No, I was so definitely opposite. More bullied by girls for sure.
Not me
for sure. Girls were way meaner. So
yeah, bullying is not nice either way.
No, okay? It's really not. Anyway, yeah. I'm really excited to hear yours though.
Okay. Yeah. Mine are worse.
Not that I want bad things to happen to you, but give me the tea.
Okay, so I'm going to get my high school one over with first, okay, because that's probably the furthest one away. But I had a boyfriend in high school. This is a different boyfriend, okay? I don't know why none of my boyfriend's friends, like, didn't like me. But anyway, all of their all of his friends would be, like, so rude to me, like, whatever. After we broke up, one of his friends wrote me on Facebook and was just like, hey, like, how's it going?
Oh, boy.
And I remember literally writing him back and being like, why are you writing me? Like, I am so confused. You treat me so bad. Like, literally, yeah, these were my words to him. And he was just like, oh, yeah, like, I would usually, like, never talk to you, especially not in person. He's like, because my friends think you're ugly, but I think you're hot.
Oh, stop it right now.
I mean, just like, okay, bye. Like, why would I be wasting my time on you ever?
Because my friends think you're ugly, but I think you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What
so there's that.
Douchebag.
Okay. Oh, once a guy wrote me on Tinder, the first thing he asked me, how tall are you? This was when I had Tinder for like 4 seconds.
Okay.
How tall are you? I told him how tall I am. He tells me I am monstrously tall. Monstrously is the word he uses.
Aren't you like 5'5"?
I am 5'6".
Okay.
Everyone, I don't feel like that is so monstrous.
No.
I will never forget that I'm monstrously tall.
I'm so sorry
tall.
To all the 6-foot girlies. I hope you never cross paths with this Tinder boy.
Mm-hmm. I need to. He's probably like 4'9". Okay. I don't know, but he said I was monstrously tall and he could never date someone as tall as me.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
See, I didn't really do the Tinder, so like, I feel like people get a spat on there.
I mean, I only had it for a minute, but I got that guy. So I hope he's married to a 3'8" queen out there.
Not the size of our toddlers.
Literally, that's what he wants. I hope he got what he wanted.
Oh my gosh.
Because everyone else walking around him is just massive.
Oh my heavens.
Okay, I'm going to keep this one very vague. Okay. Very vague.
Okay.
I feel like I need to protect everyone involved.
Oh no.
Okay. I once made out with a guy.
Okay.
Okay. Went home. We were texting after said make out. And he replies to me, don't get your hopes up because I have a girlfriend and I'm really liking how things are going with her.
Oh my gosh, out him right now. Out.
Nope, out I can't
him.
Out.
Out. Him.
I can't out because I'm an accessory to cheating.
Are they still together?
No, they're
not.
Oh,
good.
They're not. But anyway, I have to keep it very vague.
Oh my gosh.
But and at the time, I really wish I would have told her at the time.
Yeah.
Like I really should have told her, but I was 18.
Honestly, though,
and I was dumb.
A lot of girls would have just been like and just pointed the finger back at you. So
yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what she would have done. No idea. I really wish I would have outed him at the time.
I mean, yeah, at least then it would have been clean off your hands.
Yeah. It's been 11 years. We're gonna, you know, I can't believe it's been 11 years. That's disgusting. But anyway, yeah, so that happened.
Wow.
Okay, this is my last one.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I could go on for forever, but we're gonna
see.
I know, poor me, honestly. Okay, I am also gonna keep this one kind of vague. I was not dating a guy, but like having a situationship with a guy. Okay.
Or what we called back in the day, quote unquote, talking.
Okay, but also making out.
Well, yeah, but that's part
talking,
of
talking, making talking. Out. Well, I don't know what talking means. I'm too old for that.
Okay, never mind. Thought I was going back
I'm sorry,
to
you're
our
so
time.
Young. I'm the grandma on the podcast. So yeah, I was making out with a guy, really liked him, whatever. For whatever reason, he ended up telling me that we could not like officially be together.
Mm-hmm.
One of two things. He told me I'm a solid 6.
Oh.
Number one.
Oh.
A solid 6.
Oh.
Okay. Told me also that I have the type of body that was thin then, but was going to balloon up after I had children.
Stop it right now.
Yeah. And he just, he couldn't deal with that.
How old were you when you were dating him?
I was 18.
Oh,
and this is a different guy than the other guy. So, yeah, 18. Yeah, I have the body that's going to balloon up after I have kids.
Dawn with pitchforks.
And you know what? With every pound I lose after I have children, I think of him.
Yeah. Screw him.
Yeah, I hope to see him one day when I'm hot off one day.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, and he'll regret.
Is he married?
No, he's such good, a loser.
Because I was going to say his poor wife.
Yeah, no, he's a loser for real.
What a loser.
Gosh. That's last on my list. I'm going to...
Wow. I'm just so sorry to young Chelsea.
Thank you.
Sad. Sad day.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of sad for her, but at least I have fun stories to tell. Do we want to get into other people's, like...
At least you had content for the pod.
Yeah. At least I have content.
Yeah. Let's get into other people's... just
ridiculous things
guys have said, which I have one that we have to start with. It's okay. A little lengthy.
Okay, go.
But it is, it's good. Okay, so someone who I know texted me this week and was like, I have something for your podcast episode. This is from a Tinder guy who she messaged back and forth for a little bit. And then she stopped talking to him. She got a boyfriend. Okay.
Okay.
So he says her name and then says, I know you had a very busy week and I hope you wrapped up your semester well. I think it's important to treat people with respect, even the ones who we don't know very well. I know it's easy to think of people on Tinder as just faces on a screen, but I assure you, I'm a living, breathing human being and expect to be treated as such. In psychology, they say that disengagement is the worst form of betrayal. Sorry. In divorce studies, it's clear that people whose marriages end because of adultery, addiction, and abuse were far better off than people whose marriage ended because their partner chose to just disengage. People are killing themselves by the hundreds of thousands because they feel worthless. As someone who has struggled with depression and suicide most of my life, I can assure you it's actions like yours that push me towards the edge of the hardest. Sorry. I'm like trying not to laugh because like what he's saying is sad. I'm very disheartened because my counselor and I worked out a
the third party.
And I worked out a plan to invite someone to FaceTime before meeting up so that I wouldn't get ghosted or stood up for the countless time. But here we are. It hurts so much, and I was excited to finally have a date with a decent girl. I only write this in hopes that you might choose to take 10 seconds to communicate next time. You could literally save a life. With all of my love, blank, enter his name. With all of my love? What the hell?
Not you could literally save a life.
This is over not messaging back on Tinder. If you have been on Tinder, the amount of times that you message people or they message you and you don't, even if you message back and forth a few messages and then you don't ever get back to them, that is the norm. Like, yeah, it's ghosting and maybe it's not the nicest thing, but that's just the culture on dating apps.
No.
For him to like weeks later text her this, like, what?
No, he does not belong on dating apps.
He does not.
It's not meant for you, baby.
No.
Yeah. It's not meant for you, baby. You need to find something else, another way to meet girls.
And I'm like, what he was saying is so sad and scary, but I'm like, dude.
You need to go to a singles ward, baby, and you need to find a younger girl.
Please.
Who's desperate to get married.
Yes.
And snatch her up quick.
Yeah. Because agreed. But also I'm scared for her. Maybe he just needs to be by himself for a while.
him and his therapist together forever.
Which I am in full support of men going to therapy. They absolutely should. All of them, all of you.
Me talking crap on people that go to therapy.
Haley. But I'm just like, dude, I'm scared of you. I'm genuinely scared of you. Anyway, so that's to kick off the segment of ridiculous things that men have ever said to you. Ridiculous, offensive, weird. Kicking it off.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I've got a Tinder one as well.
Okay.
This is much shorter. It just says, First message on Tinder. Drinks on me, lines off each other. Question. What does that mean, Haley? Am I dumb? Like lines? Like doing coke?
Yeah, like doing coke. Okay.
I'm not sure what this means. Okay. Yeah, like, that's all it says.
Okay.
Drinks on me, lines off each other.
Would love to know if they responded or they just
nope, just laughy face. Like, what? I know. Should I follow up?
Please
so
do.
How was it?
I know. I'm like, we need follow-ups on so many of these. Someone said, on a date, a guy said, I'm kind of racist, and if you're not on my level, this won't work out.
Oh. Not on the racist level. Run as far away as you can.
Yes, but also I would have so many questions.
If you're not on my racist, sexist level,
I know
this won't work. Wow.
And just like out of nowhere, like how? Okay, I'm scared of you.
Oh my gosh,
I am scared of you. That is
wild. Someone says, this is a message someone wrote them. You looked skinnier in your pictures.
They said that in person then.
Oh, yeah.
That is so messed up.
You were right.
Oh, my
gosh. Who has the balls to say that?
And you know that, I'm sorry, most of these dudes are like not that special. Like, come on.
Oh, no. Let me tell you that like a good like maybe 50% of these are about weight.
Yeah, that I received. So are mine.
That is insane.
Infuriates me. Okay, this girl said, one time I was kissing a guy that I was sort of dating, and mid makeout he stops and told me to turn on my red receipts on my phone. Mid makeout.
No thanks.
Yeah.
And bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared of you.
That's what he's thinking about during a makeout.
Like, so unhinged.
Yeah.
Psycho so level behavior.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, oh, this is what someone said to her. You are an 8, but you would be a 9 if you shaved your mustache. Okay, two things. Why do guys think it's okay to rate girls? Like, I was called a 6. Girl, at least you're an 8. Okay? But no, I'm just kidding. It's not
an 8
okay
with
either
the potential
way
of a 9. That's really good.
Yeah, without the mustache? No, but like, yeah, and second of all, the mustache.
Well, it's like, back to when I was dating, it was never like, oh, you went on a date, like, what would you rate him? But you know guys say that all the time.
Yeah, like, oh, would you they rate have her? To. Like, what is up with guys rating girls 1
I don't
to 10?
Know.
It's not okay.
Yeah, it's not
it's
okay.
Stuck with me forever that I'm a 6. Solid 6 that's going to be fat after kids. Okay? Stuck with me forever.
Oh my gosh. Okay. When I only weighed 100 pounds.
Okay.
A guy told me,
no.
If you lose 20 pounds, I'll buy you a promise ring. So this is obviously someone she
20?
Was like dating. 20 pounds. He wanted her to be 80 pounds.
Okay. Like, what do these guys want?
I don't know.
From women.
Because I'm like, I'm sure he also wants her to have a boob and butt, boobs
exactly.
And a butt.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but you're not going to have that at 80 pounds.
You're going to have nothing
you're
at 80 pounds.
You're away.
Yeah. Okay. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, this is another mustache one. Awesome. My husband asked me if I knew I had hair above my lip while we were kissing. Yes, sir, I do know. excuse me. Go sleep on the couch. Bye.
I feel thanks. Like most people are aware of like what's on their body and like it's just not important to them.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I actually have so many weight ones too. This is so sad. Someone on a date said, she asked the guy, how many kids do you want? And he responded, it depends on how fat you get with each one.
Oh, me.
Did you guys date the same guy?
Is this the same guy?
We won't know unless you name drop him, Chelsea.
I will not be name dropping today. But interesting.
I'm sorry, but like, okay, this, if you are listening and you're a guy who's dating, please stop this behavior. I'm sorry, but for one, women are made for more than just bearing your children. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when they do bear said children, you better not be getting on them for the weight they gained bearing said children.
Absolutely like, not.
I'm sorry, but give women some grace postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Ooh,
it infuriates me.
Yeah. These guys are pieces of work. Okay. Someone says, I once had a guy tell me to my face that he had just met some people I went to high school with, and they showed him pictures of me in high school, and he couldn't believe how huge I used to be. Okay. Again, like, why are all of these about weight?
Okay. Well, I'm calling out my grandma because she doesn't listen to the pod. She literally walked up to my family's family picture last year and said, well, some people in this picture have lost weight, but some people have gained.
Grandma? Okay, so you know grandma was one of the ones that lost weight. She was feeling good about herself.
No, this was just me and my siblings and my parents.
Oh.
Not a whole extended family. Just calling out her own grandchildren.
So men and the older generation. Bye.
No, really though.
Yeah.
Men and the older generation.
Okay.
Okay, this is a BYU one. BYU is a school where people go to find a spouse.
No.
And someone and she said, and someone asked her, why are you going there? You're not really the kind of girl a guy would want to marry.
Excuse me, who says
and also
these things?
Maybe she was going there to get an education. You ever thought about that?
Ever thought about an education in college?
In college? Oh man, I hope she punched him square in the nose.
Okay.
Square in the nose.
A boy I didn't know asked me if I was DTM, which he then said means down to mate. Nope. Running as far away as possible.
I was hoping it was at least down like, to make
down
out.
Down to make out, yeah. No,
or
down
like
to
make mo, non-committal make out.
No, down to mate.
Down to mate.
No, I'm not down to mate, sir. Goodbye.
I'm scared of you running the other way.
Take a drink every time I say goodbye in this episode.
Okay, this girl said, on a date and I finished my food. The guy says, I didn't realize I was taking out a pig.
Okay, well, oink oink to me. Then
she said, I had pasta, by the way. I laughed in his face.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you laughed in his face.
Oh, and then she said, let me know if you want more. Dang it. I would have wanted more. I didn't see that part.
Dang it. Missed opportunity.
Except also, I'm so sorry that you have more than just that one. Like, geez Louise, not you never being able to eat pasta on a date because you're going to be called a pig.
Because you're a piggy, apparently.
I would love to know what he was eating, too. I guarantee he was eating, like, a double cheeseburger.
No, eating a salad. It's a skinny queen.
Oh, my gosh.
This one says, at a masquerade, he pulled off his mask and said, you make me feel like I don't need to wear a mask, ironically.
Oh. Was she wearing a mask? Or was he looking at her face and being like, oh, because your face is so ugly, I don't need to wear a mask because I'm not scared because I know I'm above you.
I don't know, actually.
We need more info on this one.
Yeah, I'll reach out.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This isn't terrible, but I hate when the old guys at Home Depot act like I don't know what I'm doing. They have multiple times told me something about having my husband help me. So basically she's going for like her own project.
Home Depot is not a safe place for women.
Oh no.
I had to go to Home Depot like a month ago to get like a key copied for our rental place.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I was terrified the whole like 10 minutes I was in there. Absolutely terrified.
OK, Okay, but at our Saratoga Costco in the Garden Center, there's the cutest little old lady. Okay. So if you live in Saratoga Springs, Utah, or somewhere around there, and you need gardening tips, you got to go to that. Did I say Costco?
Yeah, you said Costco, but we all know you mean Home Depot.
Out of my mind. It's okay. Home Depot. She's the cutest little old lady. She will not make you scared. She's so cute.
Okay.
But yeah, mostly the dudes at Home Depot really make you feel dumb.
Yeah.
And make you feel like you need a man to be able to like nail something into a wall.
Yeah. Like the scariest place I could think of to go.
Yeah. I mostly, and this is also partially because Vince is gone literally all the time, but I'm like, I do everything around the house. And if it's something I can't do, of course, like I'll call in help. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I go to Home Depot all the time and have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'd be so offended if they're like, make sure your husband's home to help you. I'm like,
go get your husband, little girl.
It's like, okay, well, first of all, I don't even need you. I have YouTube to teach me.
Yeah.
And second of all, I'm capable of handling a hammer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's annoying. Especially because I know this person does a lot of like DIY stuff. So they're very capable. Mm-hmm. Super annoying.
This one says, and quote, I don't want to have babies with you and risk you being overweight like your mom.
Not throwing the mom in.
Gosh. When you get mama involved.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. We're not going there. And you know what? Anyway, I won't share over the pod, but I will tell you something about this specific one afterwards.
Oh. Gosh. This girl said that she was on Tinder and a guy unprovoked sent her a dick pic and then sent her a scale to rate it from 1 to 10.
No. a negative 15. Bye.
I just don't understand the like sending, first of all, sending nude photos unprovoked, but second of all, just like the wiener pics.
I'm gonna tell you right now, no girl ever wants to receive a dick pic. Never, never. No one. Okay, it has never been wanted by one person in all of history ever. No one wants it. Okay, and your dick is rated negative 15. The end.
So hard. Oh my gosh.
Amen. Mic drop.
Oh, this girl said that when she's pregnant, everyone always asks if she's having twins when she's having one baby.
Rude. Dude, never comment on a pregnant woman. Never.
That, and I get very big in my pregnancies, and I have a very short torso, so mm-hmm. I literally grow outwards, mm-hmm. and I always get asked by
really
old men if I'm having twins. No. Are you sure there's not another one in there?
Why do old men think they're so funny?
I know. And that's the thing is they think they're being so like quirky and funny and like, no, you're not. No. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not being witty.
Yeah, you're not being witty or cute.
No.
You're gross. This one says that my bruises from my abusive ex looked better than my tattoos. Excuse you, sir.
Oh my god.
Absolutely speechless. I know. I can like, I'm not laughing about it, but like kind of, because this is like actually one of my close friends that submitted this. But
freaking, oh my gosh. Well, I feel like he's also going to be abusive, so run far, far away.
For oh my sure.
Gosh.
And she just puts a super happy smiling emoji after.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, love that for me.
Yeah, love that for me.
Oh my heavens. I got this one. Okay. When 30 weeks pregnant, my father-in-law thought it was funny to say, I see you've gained some weight.
Yeah, again, the older men are not being funny.
I also have to be vague about this, but someone, a male on one of the sides of the family, mine or maybe Vince's, every single week no. that I saw them for dinner, he would say, wow, you've gotten bigger since the last time I saw you 6 days ago.
Oh no.
That is like the last thing you want to hear when you're pregnant. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, if you're not telling me, oh my gosh, you look so cute, you're glowing, you're radiating, you look so beautiful.
Seriously, just shut your mouth.
Just stop commenting on my body.
Yeah, just shut your mouth.
Growing a child.
Men, take note. Shut mouth. This one says, threw my debit card back at me when I didn't accept his weird pass at me while I was visibly pregnant and wearing a wedding ring at Costa Vida in Provo years ago. So it was in Provo. So probably a BYU boy. This is the roast of the BYU boys.
He was taking her order. I'm confused. Yeah. And he threw her debit card back at her when she didn't accept him hitting on her when she was visibly pregnant.
Yes.
And wearing a wedding ring.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love that. There are some men out there that have a thing for pregnant women. I know someone who was visibly pregnant at the gym, and this guy who she does not know was coming over and talking to her every single day at the gym. She literally had to sick her husband on him.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, take a hint.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, take a hint. Okay, I've got one more. Okay. And it's kind of a longer one. This is like a Bumble message.
Oh boy. Okay.
So she says, hi, blank, what is your fave Taylor Swift song? And he replies, you're kidding. Ha ha ha. How about no Taylor Swift song? I would smash though. She's fine. Ha 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 ha. She replies, 113% not kidding. I love her. He replies, ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Because he thinks he's so funny.
Yeah, he's so funny. Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's just the same old tune from her. I like varieties. Red flag. And I like a girl that can keep a boyfriend for a longer period of time. Oh, well, sorry. She says, bro, you don't even know her. And he says, oh, you know her? She says, she's been dating her current boyfriend for 5+ years. He said, you don't know her. Stay solid. All love, man.
Oh, no.
Peace sign emoji. And she says, no, but I don't go making judgments like that on when I don't know a guy, and you shouldn't either. But he like unmatched her before that message could even send.
Not the Taylor Swift. The only like real red flag for me in that conversation was the fact that he was like, I don't care about like anything she produces or the fact that she's a billionaire, but like she's hot, I'd smash her. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, bye.
Oh, boy. There's quite a few red flags in there for me.
Yeah.
Anyone talking crap on
Taylor, as you're wearing your new tortured poets department t-shirt over there.
Mm-hmm. Don't mess with
it's
me.
It's very cute.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, should we get into just like things our husbands do that annoy us, or husbands, boyfriends, whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a list of your own?
I mean, I have only been married one time. So can't just like be roasting Vince on here. He'd be so sad.
Oh, I'll be roasting David.
So I only have one.
Okay.
That he says that I could like think of.
Okay.
That he says a lot. He loves to say like if I throw out like a critique or like any constructive criticism or like if I'm like, oh, like maybe you shouldn't have said that back there to that person or whatever. Mm-hmm. He loves to be like, I am who I am.
His catchphrase.
It's his catchphrase.
I am who I am.
And I'm just like, mofo, no, there are some things that gotta change.
One of my favorite things you say is mofo.
I am sorry.
I love
it. It's just drained or not drained, ingrained in my brain.
No, I love it.
But yeah, Vince with I am who I am.
I am who I am.
And he will forever. Like, I don't see that changing. Matter of fact, no. I guarantee the first thing he says to me after this releases is, I am who I am, babe.
Yep, I am who I am. I'm going to say it forever.
That's all I've got. I mean, and of course I have more. Don't get me wrong. He's not a complete angel, but he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. The roast of David too.
Did you tell him you were roasting him before?
Yeah. I mean,
did you get these roasts approved?
No. I didn't. Right. But these are like things that he like
knows very well.
That have been brought up to him many times.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Takes minor details that don't matter and changes them. For instance, the other night we're having a conversation. I say, it's 6:07. And he looks at me and he said, oh, 6:08.
Oh, David.
He does this multiple times a day. And it OCD? Drives me up the wall. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah,
I could literally say, that girl is wearing a green shirt. And he would be like, oh, well, kind of like greenish blue. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
Okay. I can say something is cool.
Okay.
I really like that girl's green shirt. We're going to use the green shirt reference.
Yeah, I love the green shirt.
I like that girl's green shirt. And he'd be like, oh, like, it's whatever. If Vince walked in and was like, oh, that girl's green shirt is so cool, they'd be like, yeah. Yeah, I love that green shirt.
Okay, you know what? Vince would say the same thing about me, though. Not necessarily about the green shirt. But
you do the same thing.
He would say that, like, I cannot take advice or criticism from him. But, like, if you were to tell me, I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it cannot be from him. Can't be from him. But that's so funny with, like, it's the little things.
It's with anything.
Yeah, you're just not cool enough for
My opinion, not good enough. Everyone else is good enough. Then I'm only going to do one more. We'll keep it short.
Rose Tim.
This is about the birthdays. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's say my birthday is on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. My birthday can only be celebrated one day. Okay. I get one day out of the year. That's it. So if I decide, oh, we're going to go for birthday dinner on Saturday night instead of Wednesday.
Yeah.
When my birthday rolls around on Wednesday, it's not Chelsea's birthday. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Oh, like, my gosh, David.
No, like literally I'll be like, but it's my birthday. No, we're celebrating your birthday on Saturday, though.
But like, okay, but it's like Mm-mm. on your birthday, you get like breakfast, Mm-mm. gifts.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not me.
Not till Saturday.
Not me. Not me. Okay. Anyway.
Well, we got to change that, David. We got to change that.
Okay. Let's get into what people submitted.
All right.
Okay. My husband asks me to look at his poop every single time he poops.
Why?
It's going to be a no for me.
Why?
I will never go purposefully look at my husband's
poop.
Oh, my
gosh. If Vince even tries to poop in the same vicinity as me, like if I'm upstairs and he's upstairs, I'm like, mm-hmm. you have to go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm laying in bed, I'm like, no, you have to go downstairs. Like,
we also talk about how men think it's okay to like literally take 4-hour poops.
I know. And that's like such a common like Instagram reel. And it's because it's so accurate.
But why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Why is that a thing to just like waste your whole entire day?
And I remember like even my brothers growing up, like if they went into the bathroom, I knew that I was not getting in there for a long time.
That's wild.
I don't understand. It's like even before I became mom and everything has to be done in 2 seconds, like I was never like that. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This girl says, literally anytime my husband reminds me we have a budget, like I freaking know.
Yeah, like we get it. Oh my gosh, I could have added that to my list. Like,
yeah,
we get it.
Yeah,
we know.
I like don't relate to this one because I do all of our finances. I pay all of our
even
bills.
Even though Vince is an accountant,
even though Vince has his master's in accounting, I do all our finances and our quote unquote loose budget that we try to adhere to, kind of.
Mm.
But it's like, I think it'd be so annoying if I were to like buy something and my husband were like, we have a budget. It's like, okay, yeah, but like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like girls too, like we don't really buy a lot of big things.
No.
So I'm like, it's not like you're going out and making like a $300 purchase.
Yeah. I mean, it probably depends on the person, but this is what I tell David all the time. I'm like, when you go buy something, it's like a $2,000 purchase.
Yeah. It's a
always.
Big daddy. Yeah.
When I buy things, it's like, $30 here, $40 there, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, agreed. Yeah.
And maybe it all adds up to be the same at the end of the year. But guess what? It's easier to stomach when it's a small thing here and there.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh my gosh.
This girl just says she hates when her man says that's an emotional response.
Oh. That is one way to get freaking kicked in the nuts.
Seriously. Yeah.
That's an emotional response.
Yeah, that is. That's one way to get yourself in trouble.
And I'm sorry, but men are so much more emotional than women that I'm just like, imagine if she said the same thing back every time.
I know.
That's an emotional response. You have a little coldy cold. Get over it.
Ooh, that's going to become my new catchphrase, actually. Emotional response. Thanks for submitting my new catchphrase. Oh my
gosh. Okay, this one says, just all of the dirty innuendos to innocent comments.
Yeah. I mean, can be funny. Maybe it's depends too on much what too mood annoying. I'm
in. Yeah. Vince literally knows, like, it's funny because he'll say some things sometimes and I'm like laughing, haha. And then he'll say the same thing like the next day and I'm like, I give him that look and he's like, okay, not today.
Yeah. All right.
Like, not in the mood. Like, I have to be in the mood for like a comment like that.
Yeah.
Or else I just think it's so stupid and it actually like irritates me, pisses me off.
This one says, when I ask what he wants for dinner and he says he doesn't care.
But they do.
But they always do. But
they always do. And also, we don't always want to have to think of what to make for dinner.
No. Oh my gosh.
Give us some ideas.
Seriously, every single week when I am the one forced to put together a grocery list, uh-huh, because it will not get done otherwise.
Right.
I'm like, Kate, the least you can do is tell me what you want for dinner.
Yes.
And then when I make tacos for the millionth time that month, and then you say, tacos just isn't hitting tonight. Well, that's your then fault.
Then go make some mac and cheese or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Sleep.
Like I told my toddler. Yeah.
Sure, the cereal will hit harder.
No one talks about the mental load of the freaking grocery list and the meal planning. Like, oh my gosh. Mm. Ugh. Okay. This one says, he says, I slept so bad last night. But he says it every single morning, so it gets old. Okay, first of all, if you have children, I know for a fact he's not getting up with your children. I know like one dude that gets up with his children, so.
Oh, it's my husband. My husband gets up with the children.
Yeah, but like he doesn't do it the way you want him to do it.
No.
Or the way it needs to be done sometimes.
Yeah.
But he does do it. So, I mean, we have to applaud him for that.
Yes, he does it to a point.
He does it to a point.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, maybe there's something to be said about like letting your kid cry it out every now and again. But I do just feel like most men don't get up with their children. And if they do, it's like, oh, well, I tried.
Yeah.
And then the kid's still screaming. I'm sorry. I know like literally one person. Yeah. And just I slept so bad last night. I just feel like, why? Like, go get that checked out.
Seriously. Go take some magnesium. Yeah. Go take yourself a bath.
Yeah.
That's and sleep the thing tight.
Too, is a lot of guys aren't willing to like do what needs to be done to fix the problem.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh.
My biggest pet peeves.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. When he smokes meat on his smoker and won't stop talking about how good/bad it turned out.
Oh, if this does not give you the ick, I don't know what does. I cannot handle men attributing their self-worth to their smoked meats. I can't.
But why is this David to a T? Literally all his worth is based on his smoking abilities.
I don't know. And it's like,
that's why I'm laughing so hard reading it, because I'm just like, I relate.
Oh my gosh, it icks me out. I have some people in my life that just like every time they smoke meat, I'm like, okay, it tastes like it did last time. Sorry to tell you.
I will tell you all day long.
Pass the barbecue sauce, yeah, please.
No. That's a no.
So offensive to them if you use barbecue sauce. Oh my gosh. Okay, this one says, when my husband says to my kids, your mom's crazy.
Oh, excuse me, do you want to be buried 6 feet deep in the backyard?
Absolutely not.
Catch me on Snapped. You want to see crazy? I'll show you crazy. Yeah. And the kids will see crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What? Excuse me, no.
No.
You don't talk badly about mom to the kids.
It is the biggest red flag. Yeah. It is the biggest red flag when I hear of someone whose spouse says names or mean things about the wife in front of the kids. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's something my dad did really well, is he always had my mom's back, even if he didn't agree mm-hmm. with her in front of us. Like, he always had her back, never talked badly about her. So I'm like, and I think, you know, like, maybe this person, I actually know this person. I think maybe giving this person the benefit of the doubt, maybe they just are trying to like be funny in this situation, but it's not funny.
No.
Like you said, it's going to make that person go crazier. It's mm-hmm. like asking someone to chill out when they're mad. Mm-hmm. Never a good idea.
Never a good idea.
Ugh, yeah.
It says, when he tells a story or a joke that I've heard him tell many times. This is also like, I'm sorry, David, this is you. I'm going to call out all my in-laws here real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say the older generation, they always.
But it's David's whole family. We get together and they tell the same stories. And I just sit there.
Yeah. And take it.
Zip my lip.
Oh, you're so nice. Now when my father-in-law does it, I literally just say like, oh, yeah, you've told me this before. He will just usually still say it to me. But I'm like, it's just funny because you've been in the family for like 10 years. So it's funny that they're like, oh, have we ever told you the time? And it's like, yes, I've been in the family for 10 years. I have heard all of the normal stories you tell.
Yes.
Like, I've heard them all. It's irritating.
Yeah.
This one just says, when my husband says, it is what it is. Especially when it's like, okay, it is what it is when it's your thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, but when it's my thing, it's not it is what it, like, it's not a two-way street.
You know what's funny is I say it is what it is all the time.
Oh, really?
And David used to, like, always say, like, that saying bothered him so bad. He's like, I hate when you say that, but now he says it too. But anyway.
And I mean, some things it truly is just what it is. But I think the problem with this is a lot of times it's just very invalidating. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time reading this one. It says, he says, I don't know how to say this. He says nuclear.
Nuclear?
Instead of nuclear.
Oh.
It's like spelt out really weird.
Let me see what it says.
It's this one.
Let's see.
I'm trying to zoom in on it.
Oh, nuclear.
Nuclear. Me. He says. Nuclear.
He says nuclear instead of nuclear. Oh my gosh, divorce him. No, just kidding.
No, don't. These are my really good friends. Do not divorce.
I'm joking, but that's really funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, this one says, he always says you need to find coverage each time I make plans to go away or to step away for the day. So basically, the husband's at home and can take care of the children. But instead, the wife is having to find a babysitter to come and take care of the children.
No.
No, I'm sorry. It's an absolute no. Okay, it's one thing if both spouses have plans. Absolutely. But I'm sorry, husbands, fathers, you've got to learn to stay home with your children.
How does that even make any sense
at all,
though?
It doesn't make any sense. I can't. Gotta just be a dad. Be a dad.
Okay.
And it's so inconvenient to find a babysitter too.
Well, yeah. And it costs money.
It's like, stressful.
Wouldn't the men rather save the money from their budget?
You know?
Like, anyway.
From their budget. Yeah.
Always worried about the money.
Never when it comes to them. Never, never.
Okay. This is my last one. It says, when he says all Taylor Swift songs sound the same, divorce him immediately. Like, we're done.
I love that they're throwing in the Taylor Swift.
People know how to get me.
They do. They're looking for their reaction.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, I have a couple more.
Okay.
Have you seen my blank when it's right in front of their face?
Classic.
Vince Classic. Knows this is about him, even though I didn't write it.
Yeah, sneak one in there.
Yeah, I'm like, Vince, you know this is you. You know this is you. The amount of times that I have done this, it's so annoying. I just don't understand. I'm like, just look with your eyeballs. The amount of times I've told him that, look with your eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Please. Oh, my gosh. And then one says, I gotta poop. Yeah, because, you know, they're going to be in there for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Someone said, you're just better at it than me.
Oh, did I submit that? That could also
And this one is so triggering because, yes, the husbands will always be like, well, you're just better at it than me, so you do it. It's like, okay, I know that mothers can have this, like, intuition, this, like, nurturing thing about them. But we are not hardwired on how to be a mom. We have figured it out because we spend so much time with them. Mm-hmm. We have literally just figured it out. There's no manual, you know? And so it's so annoying when, like, husbands don't take the time to just figure out their kids and do it. It's just a laziness thing. Mm-hmm. Not no, you're better at it. It's you're being lazy.
David knows this is so triggering for me because once upon a time when we were very first married, I had a job. Okay. It was like my first job. Anyway, when we were first married.
Okay.
And it was a new company that had just opened up. And so these people, they had bought like a franchise. And so they were also figuring out how to do it. They were an older couple.
Okay.
And we were like their first employees that they had hired on.
Okay.
And so we were all like learning together. But the owner, she would always say that to me. Oh, well, you're just better at it than me. Like, will you do it? Oh, you're just better at it than me. And it would drive me crazy. And like, I would come home.
If you pay me more.
Well, yeah. And it's like, and you need to learn. This is your company. When I leave, you're not going to know how to do anything because screwed. I was better at it than you and I had to do it all. Anyway, David knows this is such a triggering phrase for me, but he will say it sometimes. And I will just like snap a little bit.
Kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So triggering.
It is totally a laziness thing.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Well, I think that is all I had. I'm just going through my list. One more. Oh, nope. There's one more. Okay. This girl said that her husband told her that she only got her master's degree because she wasn't married yet. So
why?
If you were married, then you wouldn't have gotten it. You were just bored. Or you were just like, what?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Absolutely not.
Oh, wait. I have one more. Someone just said, everything.
Everything. And mic drop.
And to wrap it up, everything.
Perfect ending. Oh, well, that was fun.
That was fun.
That was good actually old, really good.
Good old roast. I know. I'm like kind of half tempted to be like, do we flip the script?
What do you mean? And have, like, ask the men.
Ask the men.
I mean, we should, but.
But I just feel like the whole time we'll be defending the women.
I mean, whatever. I just don't know if we'll get like
as
very
many
responses. Yeah. But that would be fun. We'll keep it in mind.
Well, I'm
for
sure,
sure
Vince has a whole list of things I do that piss him off.
I'm sure after this episode, David will also have a whole list of things I do that he hates.
He's going to start compiling it.
No. All in good fun. Yes. Like, seriously. I mean, honestly, if I have to be like 1,000,000% honest, David is like 99% like a perfect man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I feel about Vince too. I'm like, I really chose well.
Yeah.
To be fair.
So yeah, 99% of him is perfect. The other 1% is annoying as hell. But who isn't?
Who
honestly
isn't?
Men and women.
Yes.
The
we
same.
All have our things.
Yeah. So all in good fun. But thank you to everyone that submitted. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Good
and horrifying time.
Yeah, good and horrifying. And I'm so sorry for all the horrific things men have said to you.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry for the things that were said to me too.
Yeah. Me too. I'm sorry to little Chelsea and to little Haley and her little boobies.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. That's where we do all of our submissions, all of our polls, where we keep you updated on everything. And go ahead and give us a rate and review on the podcast, please. 5 stars, nothing more, nothing less. Anything else, Haley?
I think that's all.
All right. Well, we hope you have a great week and we will talk to you next Monday. Love you. Bye.
Bye.